You're listening to Illinois Edition on NPR Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell.
And I am Angie Muse, the executive editor of the State Journal Register. We've written so many editorials about this situation, and some of them I think we could dust off, change the time references, and they'd still be relevant today. That's how little progress there's been. And we were all struck by last week, the Better Government Association had hosted a panel discussion on the effects of the impasse. And several of the panelists said that they just weren't sure anyone was listening to them anymore. And so we were talking about our frustration about whether anyone, at the Capitol was truly listening to what the people were saying. And it morphed into, well, let's do a front page editorial. And then it morphed into, let's do the entire front page as our editorial. And from there, we approached other Gatehouse papers here in Illinois. We have about 15 others. And they all were very enthusiastic about coordinating an effort. And from there, with the help of the Illinois Press Association, I started reaching out to other papers in Illinois and just telling them what we intended to do and inviting them to, if they wanted to use the SJR editorial, they were certainly welcome to, but also encouraging them if they were going to weigh in on it, that, doing it on a concerted day, we hoped was going to amplify the message. The message is pretty common. Editorial boards might differ on causes or next step forward, but I think the consensus was clear. Something has to be done.
And so as you mentioned, it was the Springfield State Journal Register that coordinated the effort to get papers to run editorials today. Give us a little bit of the gist here. It talks about the fact that Governor Rauner is calling for lawmakers to work with him and to fix the outrageous, tragic failure that it would be if schools aren't able to open and if other agencies weren't able to stay afloat. As the editorial says, it's already been an outrageous, tragic failure, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was another thing that struck us. The governor was talking Monday about some of the things that can happen or may happen later in the week if they don't come to some sort of agreement on stopgap. And at one point said the state's on the verge of a crisis. And we respectfully disagree. We think we're already in a crisis and have been. And, this has been a very frustrating, I think, experience for a lot of residents because, the sense we've gotten from people sending letters to the editor, people that have come to visit with our editorial board, is just kind of a pervasive frustration and feeling of helplessness in terms of what they can do about the situation.
Well, in being in Springfield, we've seen firsthand the rallies, the thousands of people who have come through the state over the last year, trying to get the attention of the legislature and the governor when it comes to passing a budget. And one big example was the Illinois State Museum, which kind of seemed to be one of the first fatalities here when the governor decided to shut that down. And I'm just, there seemed to be a lot of coverage locally. In a way, have you seen people maybe becoming more engaged when it comes to writing letters to the editor and, speaking up about government here?
Yeah, I think the frustration level in the letters to the editor we get has certainly been rising as, the standoff has dragged on and on. One question we got was, why now? Why didn't we take this step before? And I think honestly, everybody has been expecting all along, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I think if we went back in time to July 1st, 2015, I'm not sure many people really believed that we would still be here in this situation on June 29th, 2016.
And so you published as well the numbers to reach the governor and the Senate president and the Speaker of the House. And then also you listed some more local legislators. So part of this, too, is also urging people to get a hold of their local lawmakers as well as legislative leaders, right?
Right. And we've also encouraged people on social media to use the hashtag ILEnough to, again, just try to amplify the message.
And so what has the, it's early, we're talking at 9 a.m., but have you, I know you've already kind of been making the rounds on various media sources and talking to people. What's some of the feedback been like so far?
Yeah, I've gotten several phone calls and voice messages from readers here in the office saying thank you. You know, thank you for speaking up for the public on this. You know, I think, you know, we've gotten good media, good feedback on social media. And, you know, it's become a very partisan, very divisive issue. But I would say, you know, we've heard from some people who feel that we were too hard on the governor and the speaker is primarily to blame. But I've heard from about an equal number of people who feel that the governor is to blame and we were too easy on him. So the people who feel that we were too favorable to one side seem to be pretty evenly split about which side we favored.
From your perspective, from your vantage point, what goes into making the decision to put an editorial like this on the front page?
You know, it was not something we did lightly. But we felt that the magnitude of the situation, the impact on Illinois, not just short-term, but long-term, you know, the effects are going to linger. And we felt that, you know, this is a statewide issue of tremendous impact. And, you know, we don't do a front-page editorial lightly, but in this case, we've truly felt like today is a pretty critical day. And we wanted to just amplify the message we were trying to send. And I think from the number of other newspapers in the state that very quickly said they wanted to get involved, and the number of other papers that also have a front page presence, you know, the Chicago Sun-Times devoted its cover to it. The Arlington Heights Daily Herald did a front page. I know their editorial editor told me they had not done a front page editorial probably in at least 30 years, if ever. You know, I think there was a feeling among not just our editorial board, but a lot of newspaper editorial boards that the time had come to really make a statement, a more dramatic statement than normal.